So when he says that they will be judged by fire or tested by fire, he's not talking about literal fire, but the wisdom and the knowledge of an infinite God. Then he says we will be rewarded accordingly. Now, here's what I want you to see. That from the first day you and I were saved, we began to build upon this foundation of the person of Christ, so that the truth is you and I have been walking. It's not a matter whether we have or not. You and I have been walking in the Christian life ever since the moment we were saved. We may not have been walking in the right direction. We may have been walking in the perfect direction. But we've been walking. That is, we've been walking and we've been building on this foundation of Jesus Christ by our thoughts, our motives, and our actions, and our deeds. Now, let me ask you a question. If someone built you a foundation for a house that it was going to have 5,000 square feet, and they said to you, now, here's the foundation. It's all yours. Property's yours. Foundation's yours. It's all finished. And so over on this side, there is the very finest of material. If it's cedar you want, it's the finest. If it's oak you want, it's the finest. The finest brick, the finest stone, the finest of everything. Everything, the very top quality of everything that can be purchased is on this side. That's your choice. On this side is poor quality stuff. This is cheap stuff. Not going to last long. In fact, not very good to look at. Not very lasting, difficult to work with, but you know, you have a choice. So on this side, as you build upon your foundation, you've got top quality, the best stuff. I mean, the president or someone else can walk in your home and be very proud and be impressed by what you put in this house and the way you build this house. Oh, on this side, you might be a little, it might be look a little shabby. So now, the foundation is built. All you have to do is to choose which side you want to go to. What do you want to build your house out of? You want to build it out of shabby stuff? You want to build it out of the best? It is your choice. Here's what happened. The moment you and I were saved, we began to choose the quality of materials that we would place in our house so that all of us in our walk, and I've been a believer for 50 years, over 50 years, all of these years of my life, all the years of your life since you've been a Christian, you've been walking. You've either been walking in obedience to God or disobedience. There have been times when all of us have walked in disobedience and then back in obedience. But we've been placing in this life of ours those quality materials and those materials that were maybe not so quality in our life so that what we are today is the result of the choices we've made down through these years since we were saved. You said, but what about those years before you were saved? No, that's all wiped away under the blood of Jesus Christ. You've got a brand new foundation, brand new house, new spirit, new life, new destiny, a new Savior, new Lord. You have something new. And so you are a new creation in Christ Jesus. But since that moment, you and I have been placing this material in this house of ours so that we are today the result of our choices. And as we walk, he says, we are being built up now. In this passage of Scripture, back to Colossians for a moment there, he uses the term, he says, now, not only have you been firmly rooted, but he says, being built up. And being built up, we have placed into this life all kinds of things. For example, when we pray, that is good quality stuff. When we read or listen to the Word of God, that's good quality. When we are sharing our faith, good quality. When we are serving the Lord in some fashion, good quality. When we are giving, good quality. But then there are all the negative things that we allow in our lives at times that are all on the left side. This is poor quality, shabby stuff that we put in our life. And so he says, we are being built up. So in order to walk in faith and to walk in him and to understand that I can trust him for everything, what happens? He says, first of all, remember, you've been rooted in him. And so what you want to do is you want to draw from him those things that you have need of because he's the source of it all. And secondly, on this foundation, you want to build. You want to build with those quality attitudes and those quality actions that will do what? That will strengthen you. Then if you'll notice the third word he uses, he says, having been firmly rooted, now being built up in him and established in your faith. When he talks about the word here being established in your faith, what he's referring to here is the fact of being strengthened and made secure. That is fixed. We are secure in our relationship with him. And so as we become in our relationship with him, in our fellowship with him, we spend more time with him, we begin to understand more and more the Word of God, what happens? We become more established. We become more understanding of who He is. We understand His ways and how He operates. What does that do? That increases our faith. So we're talking about walking by faith, trusting Him for everything. If I'm going to trust Him for everything, listen, I must keep drawing what I need from Him. Building on this foundation of Christ, those quality products, those quality things that I want in my life. And being established what? By fellowship and prayer and in the Word of God, becoming stronger in my understanding of who He is and therefore stronger in my faith. So that when the winds of adversity blow, they will not blow you off the path. Why? Because you're rooted and your foundation is the eternal rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're established, you understand God is working in your life. Then notice the next word He uses here, for He says, that is having been rooted, presently being built up, continuously being established, and He says, just as you were instructed. Now, what He's referring to here is that Epaphras, one of His associates, had taught the Colossian Christians here, and he knew that they had known the truth and heard the truth, and so he says, having been instructed. So if I'm going to be the kind of person who's able to walk in faith and trust the Lord Jesus Christ for everything, then I need some instruction. Now, listen carefully. You are not going to trust somebody you don't know. You're not going to trust someone you don't know. So therefore, it is so very important, if you and I are going to walk in faith, walk in Him, develop this relationship, trust Him for every single circumstance of life, we must know who is this that we are trusting. Now,